bei der Finisher da nach dem Simon. Kurzadi B, du Kurzadi A. Nur noch mit Simon und Kitten. Kurzadi B ist der Fall, der Mahala von Zimmern, der Indien von Simon, der Mahala von Simon ist, der One Person von Zimmern ist, der Bauer Shachan und Mishaloi, und der Interbank Bauer Shachan und Mishaloi ist der Weichainu. Now what happens if the Hector is the first guy, instead of saying the Bauer Shachan und Mishaloi, he says, Bauer Shachan und Mishaloi ist der Weichainu. So if he catches himself right away, you go back and say it again. Pass if you're three, even if you didn't catch yourself right away, it's something if you're midday, you go back. Every time you're three, or something if you're midday, you go back. What happens if you're ten? The answer back, Baruch Ali Yerush Shachan Mishal Yisrael. Have you been yet to your chiv of Zimun or not? Spitzki Tshuva, Pshitale, you have not been yet, because the whole din of Zimun is, there's a mazm in them, is Dam Yachal, it's a hazmonim, invitation to be Mivar Hashem. And here you didn't say any Lashon HaZvan of a problem. Mivar HaShachan HaShem, you didn't say anything. All you said was Mivar HaShachan HaShem Medina, which is a bracha. But you weren't Muslim, the other people there, Mivar HaShem. The Melo, he says you were not yet Yechiv, and you should say Mivar HaShem HaShem Malchuta if you are over 10, but you were not yet Yechiv and you would have to go back and be Muslim again. What's that? No one being. That's if we said Navar Shahan Mishima. That's if you said Bar Shahan Mishima. Now let's say Mr. Rubin is down here and he said, hey, let's say you said Baruch. So if you have more than three people, if you have four people, you have to say Baruch Shahan. You could say Baruch Shahan Mishima. Better to say Navar. You could say Baruch. Now let's say you have only two people aside from you and he says Baruch, are you ate it? Says Mr. Bruce, let's talk about whether or not you ate it. Machal, you see the bathroom, whether or not you whether or not you ate it. The Mela. The klal is, anytime they have a suffix by three people, like Mr. Brewer brings down later, Shri Allah brings down some design, anytime when you have less than 10 people, if you have a suffix when you get to Zimun, Shur Yetze or Shur Mechuyev, you can be Mizam and your suffix. However, if you have 10 people, then you're getting to the suffix whether or not you to say Shem Hashem, then you're getting to the suffix of Leitisa, Memelo, you should not be Mizamin with the Shem Hashem. Anytime you have a suffix by 10, also you can be Mizam without Shem Hashem, as Mr. Brewer says. And you should be Mizam. However, you should not add in Shem Hashem. The Mechaber leaves out over here what the Torah says that he's supposed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. And Mishnah Berurah Medayik that Mashma that the Mechaber understood that you're not supposed to say. However, Mishnah Berurah says that the meaning is to say. However, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says the meaning b'midirah Seinu is not to say it. And Kinira, that is the meaning nowadays also not to say it. From the poll that I took, people throughout their entire lives can't remember if they ever heard anybody say it. And myself, I don't recall anybody saying it. But near it, that was a meaning. But Mela, if a person has a meaning to say it, there's no reason that he should stop. He has Rishenim and Achrenim to be Semachon, the Magen Avraham, the Shavurim. However, if he does not have the meaning, since it's not mentioned in the Gemara, and it's not mentioned in the Rift, the Rambam, and the Rosh, it's not mentioned in the Machaber and the Ramah, and Pasha, that's not the meaning nowadays, there's no reason to start saying Baruch Hu Shemai. However, if you say it already, we won't stop it. I think the Kav HaChaim says that also, that not to start if you don't have such a meaning. However, even if those that do have a meaning, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Pashas B'chlach. They actually bring down, I don't know, the Rebbeinu brings down from the stifler that he always used to say Baruch Hu Shemai. I'm not sure, even when he bench by himself. Now that's Zichr, I don't know what that means. It says the whole thing needs to be Mastik. One of the unions is mafia between the Zimun and the Benjamin. There's no Zimun Mechal. So they always used to say. Probably just that Chanon. So you make himself, Baruch Hu Shemai, he's going to be Benjamin and Jabor. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, even those that aren't able to say it, that Dafka lo Yishayah said, the Yochid, the Gam Rishleisha, in Lemur, and Sayyaraka, the Varuk, lo Yishayah, and Mizanim, and Mizanim. One person that is benching by himself would not say it, and even the three people that bench together, that there is a meaning to say it, that's dafka that the zaman himself would say it, and the other people would not say it. And Siv Bey talks about if the zaman did not realize or forgot that there are 10 people there, and instead of saying Baruch Alekeinu Shachanu Mishaloi, Nevarosh Alekeinu Shachanu Mishaloi, he left that Alekeinu. What is the halacha? So Mishnah Berurah says, the halacha is, if he catches himself in time, I know, before anybody enters back, then he goes back and he says, Nevarosh Alekeinu Shachanu Mishaloi. However, if he does not catch himself in time, so if the people answered back Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shalosh Vecheinu. Despite the fact that he had left out Elokeinu, they answer Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shalosh Vecheinu. Then he's allowed to go back also and say Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shalosh Vecheinu. However, if he does not catch it, if they did not answer it, Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shalosh Vecheinu, then there's a shaila in the poskim whether or not he's allowed to go back and say Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Shalosh. And the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Rajba Tzaviyat that it's mashma that he's not allowed to. The Mela Pashas of Sakhari have Mishabura when he quotes the Shari Tshuva, it's Pashas that is going. And even if he's not, even if it blabs in Zafik, Lachar Mitzafik, you should not be Mazmer as Hashem Hashem. The Mela, you were Yetzer already, since you're not going to go back and be Mazmer Shem Hashem, you're Yetzer with what you were Mazamin beforehand without Shem Hashem, and you do not go back with all. Mela, if they said, if they answer with Shem Hashem, the Mezamah is allowed to go back also. Or if they do not answer with Shem Hashem, the Mezamah himself also should not go back and be Mazker Shem Hashem. And you answer Shem Zimu.
Before they answer, you
can
go back.
Before they answer, you can go back because you were not Yetzer Chiyuv. That's Kuf Tzadi Bein. Kuf Tzadi Gimel. The Mechaber brings down the Tefal of Shneim She'achlu, Apo Pishe Birchus HaMoitzi Poitu Echaz Taveri, Mitzvah Licholek. By Birchus HaMazin, even though with the Yevet, one could be Moitzi's friend. However, the mitzvah lechatchila is that each person should bench himself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down two taimim, two taimim spaces. One is because, since it's a bracha achrayna, they're being machred, everybody's being machred one from the next, and the meila, there's no kviyas there, lechatchila, that one should be Moitzi's friend. The second time is that Berurah Muslim is direct, and the meila chazal one machmer that each person should bench by himself. The Prima Gadam, says Mishnah Berurah, is machmer, he says lechatchila one should be chayshah for the first time also, and that is, since it's a bracha achrayna, even the fact that even if it wouldn't be the Aisa, the Mela, even if he didn't have a Shir Tzviyas, let's say Bapas, or the Chor, where the same thing would apply by regular Bracha Achav Mein Shalish, Bracha Chayna, since everybody's being mastered one from the next, therefore, the Chachila one should not be Maitzi the next person. The Mela Chor would come out, by Bracha Chayna also, one should not be Maitzi anybody else? The Chachila. I, the Maitza, by many Kiddushim and Yeshivas and other things like that, we find that one person says Alamicha for everybody. So Mr. Brewer, in Rishud Gimbal, Sifkot and Tes, brings down from the Tazan Shari Achreinim, the Indishim is Zalzan Ha'amayin Ba'oid B'Brach Achreinim. Yish Litzmai Chlasis Kein Lechatchidla, Shemavar Hakecha B'Kol Ram Ha'Brach Achreinim, Yo'achirim Yitzim Al Yodim. Afilu K'shiyayidim Ha'am Levar, even in a case, not a Sefer or a Bar, even when everybody knows, but the Maitza, you're by a kiddush with another 50 people, walking around, eating, and many times it happens that people just leave afterwards. They forget to make a bracha achreinu, or they don't know by heart. It says, "Ubefrat bracha achreinu mein shalish she'ein hakol v'kiyim bal balfeh v'vad yitei v'lasim kein lechatchila." The chatchila one should agam that we say that when it comes to bracha achreinu during the Muslim, one should not be my sin's friend. However, when you get the bracha achreinu, the people are dissolved on it. And many people don't know by heart. They should have one person be Maitzi everybody. However, he says, the best thing is that everybody else should be Yaitzi, should say it in the Mila. And the Chur Adam, that when he gets the Kiddush and other things, Pashtas, we're not making this way, even Mr. Burr tells the Kistani Gimel, when he gets the Bracha Freyno, I don't see any better member should be saying it himself, because it's a bracha achreinu, the mila, that would be the best oifen if you could say it together, mila b'mila with the nizam, or say it by itself, with the mevar. This is a play that fills the derech also. Out what? First on bracha achreinu, again bracha achreinu, why not? I don't know. And the mirror about every day, one guy says, gets up and says, very well. At the end of Sif Aleph, the Machaber handles what he's supposed to do by a big Suda, then you're not going to be able to hear the Mizamim. Hear the Mavar, what are you supposed to do? Mr. Brewer brings down in Sif Kotan Yud Dalit, in Sif Kotan Tezayin, that in a case where you cannot be Mizamim with 10 people, The Mechaber says, let's say for example, if you're going to wait to hear the Zimun at the end of the Tzuda, you're not going to hear the Zaman. Memelo, you can split up into groups of three groups of three people. Memelo, you wouldn't have to wait for the Zaman at the end of the Tzuda. You're Zaman by yourself in groups of three people. Says the Mishnah Berurah. This is not dafka in a case where you're not going to be able to hear the Zaman. The same thing would apply if you have to leave early. Let's say you have to go. Mishnah Berurah's case is Tzrichim Alechus Dvar Mitzvah. If you have to go to the Lechus Dvar Mitzvah, you'd be able to split up from groups of 10 and make your own group of 3. The Nishma Zodim is the Fasting with Ovid. The Mishnah Berurah is dying. If you look there, he's dying. He says, what right do you have to do this? Very good, you have a Dvar Mitzvah, but you also have a different Dvar Mitzvah of Zimun. What right do you have to mafkia one Mitzvah of Zimun, and a Zimun be'es, ba'asara, with Shem Hashem, you're going to be Mizam at the end of the day, you're going to be Mizam at 3. Or what right do you have to mafkia your Lechabchila Zikadin of being Mizam ba'asara, and go ahead and do your other Mitzvah? Maybe it's Mefakti Vodov, and it's a Zikr, if there's not going to be 10 people that are left over, Zikr, you shouldn't do it. However, the Magen Avraham holds not that way. Kinnir, the Mishnah Berurah brings out the Magen Avraham that if you have a Dvar Mitzvah, you could. Why Kinnir? He holds like the Aruch HaShulchan is Maskir Zatzvar also. That the Ikar Din Zimun that you have is 3. 10 is just there itself, it's a kilo, a hider in the Din Zimun. The Mela, in a Kharami, I'm going to be Mekai my Ikar Mitzvah. I'm going to be Mekai my Ikar Mitzvah, so better I'm going to be able to Mekai both my Mitzvahs. I have to go to my other Mitzvah. So I'll be Mekai my Ikar Mitzvah, I did 3. My hider of 10, I won't be Mekai. And then I'll be able to go, then I'll be Mekai my other Mitzvah also. However, if you're not going to even have 3 people, then Chorot Pashat Mashmoy says that you have no right to go Bechlal, you have no right to Mafkiya one Mitzvah and go to another Mitzvah. Agama, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat Laman Aleph, and later on in Siman Reish, Lashon Hashem, he says that if a person Mamash has a Dover Nachatz Moed, there's a Tzad that if he finished before everybody else, that he takes to go Efshir. He says, Efshir you can be Mavarak by yourself, after the Dover Nachatz Moed, doesn't even say for Dvar Mitzvah. Chorot for half the moment, and you would not have to wait. However, if a person has to leave, l'chur, if a person by a chasm, and he wants to go to night, he's by a brit, and he wants to go to first, and he wants to leave in the middle, he should get 3 people to be mazam with him, and be able to go. Past this would apply for sure if there's going to be another 10 people there after you're mazam, for sure you should be allowed to do it. And l'chur, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out, that if it's a mitzvah d'arayisah, even if there's not going to be 10 people left, Pashas, you'll be allowed to do it anyhow. And if you're by a chasana, it's towards the end of the chasana. It's not 10 people there. Generally, this does not happen. However, you'll be able to, by brit, it's maybe a little bit more common. If you're going to be mezamen, there's not going to be 10 people left. L'chur, if you have to go to first seder, l'chur, and you're not going to live without it, then you should be mezamen with 3 people, even if you're mafkia, the chi of 10 from everybody else. What's that? They have to be leaving also. They have to leave. Or else they won't be able to be down, 100%. Other people also have to be leaving for exams. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah of Sefkat Yedzayin, he brings down that the Ikar Mitzvah of Zimun is, according to the Mechaber, the Ikar Mitzvah of Zimun is only to hear to the end of Nevar Shechana Shalai, Baruch Shechana Shalai Tzvei Tzvei. However, according to the Shittas Ramah, at the end of Siman Reish, he holds that the Ikar Mitzvah Zimun is Hazanat HaKol. You have to hear still Hazanat HaKol. The Mela of the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is that if you do not hear from the Mavarach, Kol Shein Yechelu Lishmaya Mila B'Mila B'Piyam Mavarach Ad Hazanat HaKol Mutuv Lahem Lechala Gimel Gimel Mavarach Lo Yishem Nimashal Yitu Klal Yinei Chayu Zimun Midino. The Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is that if you do not hear the first bracha from the Mezamen, you are not Yitu Chayu Zimun B'Chol. For this reason, if you're the Mezamen, you should be careful to say the entire first bracha out loud, Mila B'Mila, so everybody can hear. And if you're by a chasana, you should get somebody with a loud voice to say it aloud. Especially if it comes by a chasana, you waited the whole chasana because you're not allowed to leave early to be Mezamen, and then you wait to the Mezamen, and you don't hear the first bracha, and you don't get anything to do. So, the Chazanish practice says, when you get to this din, Mamash on this din, he says, if you're not going to be able to hear the Zimun from the Mezamen, then you should split up into groups of 3-3. He says, L'chorio, if you have 10 people there, you would not have to hear the entire Zimun until Hazanat HaKol. Since the whole reason you have to hear until Hazanat HaKol, the Rosh takes to say, because you need a bracha, you need a Shem Hashem. I mean, if you have 10 people, they have a Shem Hashem in the Nevarach Shachana Mishaloi, Nevarach HaLekenu Shachana Mishaloi, Nevarach HaLekenu Shachana Mishaloi, you would not have to hear the entire first bracha. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah did not daven that way over here. And he says, it seems that even by 10, it's pretty mefurish. He says, if you're not going to hear it, then you should split up into groups of 3-3. Vice versa, he's talking about you have 10 people. But if you're not going to hear the entire daven of the first bracha, you should split up into groups of 3. Kedei that you should be here to your chayv daven. Now, what happens if you're here through the mic? Then you have a microphone. You can be yoytzi your chayv daven through a microphone. So, most Gedolei HaPosekim said, Shem Zalman has a tshuva about it, Chinuch Beis Mantev, and many people go with this also. I think Ramesh is the topic, but even though he doesn't want to be master, it's topic how exactly it works. Benigea to using a microphone to be yoytzi your, let's say, chayv of Megillah, chayv of Kriyat Shema from somebody, chayv of something that you have to be yoytzi al yedei shmir from somebody else, most of the Gedolei HaPosekim go that you cannot be yoytzi your chayv. That is because the sound which is coming out of the microphone is not the voice of the person. It's through the machine, it changes it. You're not actually hearing the person's voice, even though a person's voice also possibly not hearing his voice, you're hearing waves. But that's the whole process coming out of his mouth. When you hear through a microphone, it's waves I can't tell you exactly how it works. Shlomo Zalman has a ganzer shtickel teirah before he speaks about the tshuva. Did you try to be mazber how it exactly works? And I think many microphones nowadays maybe are a little bit different. They say, however, it's this, the waves are changed to become louder through the microphone, and you're not actually hearing the person. But maybe they say you cannot use your chiyuvim through a microphone. However, Volzner has a tshuva, chelek yud simen mem. He says, ain legal for those people that are mishtamash with a microphone for zimun. Because Kenzan Zimun, you don't have to be able to be. It's not like nowadays we're able to bear the Muslim with anybody. Everybody mentions by themselves. The only thing that you're being able from the Mavar, from the Zaman, is the Mavar Shana Shalai, Mavar Shana Shalai Tvetinu. And that Zimun, all it is, Batsan, is a Lashon of Azmana. A Lashon of Azmana, Kenzan, that would work through a microphone also. And in a Kalami, you would be able to be able to achieve, what is it? All you'd be Mazmanim that you should manage together. That, even if you're not hearing from the person, from the person's mouth, mefurish, it's only through a microphone, still you'd be able to be yaitzi your chiyuv zimun, and that would be enough. The first bracha? So since you're not being yaitzi your chiyuv, so can't then that's enough. If you'd be yaitzi your chiyuv of the, you have to listen to the first bracha, because that's what, till then is the end of zimun, but you're not being yaitzi your chiyuv, the mic. It's not like Shema or Megillah or something like that. I'm yaitzi my chiyuv through listening. I'm measuring myself. Since I'm measuring myself, so all that I need to be yaitzi through him is dafka the first hazmana, and then can I work through a microphone also? What's that? You have to hear the first bracha, but you're not being yaitzi. I'm hearing it, I'm not being yaitzi with it. So if I'm being yaitzi with it, then in chana. Kenzan, when you have 10 people anyhow, we can be simuch on the chazanish. When you have 10 people anyhow, you can be simuch on the chazanish, then all you have to hear is still in the varasham shalai, varasham shalai pechinu. Which is the Ikar Dizimun. For me, I don't have to be, it's not mafri anything, the fact that you're not being engaged with, you're only hearing the first bracha through the microphone. We are matter or we're not matter? Because then you have to be yaitu with what the person says. So you're not yaitu with the mentioned zimun.
Without the shatan or anything like that,
or they're not being yaitu. Yeah, so they say that, I think the Lashon of Shlomo Zalman is in that tshuva. He says that it's like the Hanachas Sudrim by Alexandria. As long as you know where they're holding, it's even better. Because the fact that you hear, as long as they're holding. So as long as you know where they're holding, you're letting them answer Hamei. As long as you're not being yaitu with them. If you're being yaitu with them, then in a chana. But if you're not being yaitu with them, then it's Hanachas Sudrim. Here, we're at the end of the bracha. And the broken, you know what I mean? But if you meet yaitu with them, then you have to hear mamash from his mouth. What's that? Is it enough to hear the end of the first bracha? Me'ikr the din is zimun, you would have to hear the entire bracha. Chor, you have to hear the entire bracha. So if there's 10 people, can't you can be meikah, you don't have to hear, since everybody's mentioned by themselves. But if you have 3 people, the chor, you shouldn't do it. You have to hear the first bracha. However, if you have 10 people, can they don't have to hear the first bracha, you could be yaitzeh, and with while you're not being yaitzeh, from what I understood from Rav Volzner, the Shuvah, is that since we're not being yaitu with the first bracha, the mail is enough to hear the bracha duchta. The Indian nazim is that everybody should, there's a zmana and you bench it together. Now, the etzim. Well, generally you don't have it by three. He's not for, well, technically he's good. No, it didn't sound like that. It sounds like since you're not, everybody's benching by themselves, so therefore I'm not being yaitu to my chiyum with his bracha, original bracha, on the meal, it's not a problem. I'm not, since I'm not being yaitu to my chiyum, so the hazmona I hear, the bracha I'm here, I'm not being yaitu to my chiyum, it's enough. That's Sif Aleph. Now, what is the kviyas to be mechayev and demon? Says the Mechaber, Afilu lehokpum mitchila in Sif Beis, Afilu lehokpum mitchila kulam lechol yachad, Ela shashnayim kavu prachat baro shlishi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean shashnayim kavu? Kviyas nikri, shiyoich minu v'oichmen al shulchan echad. Oidu ma'apa'achad. Then he brings down the very hold, the balabayim from the Beis Yishvashu lechol al kviyas mitzavi, Afilu b'lei shulchan echad. To be mitzvah for somebody to be a kviyas, you have to be sitting down on the same table as that person. However, says the Gurin, that a balabayim from the Beis let's say many chassidim are makbid that women don't eat, if there's guests over, the women don't eat together with the men in the, on the same table. They eat in the kitchen. Does that mean that there's no kviyas now, that they're not as chayav as three men? No. Balabayim from the Beis Hay. Since they're coming, when a balabas eats together with his family, they're eating together. Even if they're not sitting on the same table. Mela, that in itself, the fact that they're eating together is a kviyas. The Mela, that the bracha brings down to the place team, that's how many of the tshuvas and the tshuvas go, that it's not specifically a balabayas in many basis. Any time you have a balabayas, kilo balabayas, let's say by tzudas mitzvah, by a bris, a chasana, something like that, that there's many tables, so the Mela, not everybody's eating on the same table, nevertheless, that has a dinam of balabayas in many basis. Because the reason why they're eating on different tables is simply because there's not enough room on table. Or because they need more room, or not everybody can sit down next to each other. V'chulum. So since it's just for that there should be more room, that everybody's sitting on a different table, but be'etem, everybody's coming to eat from the bala box, from the bala sudo, from the bala chasna, from the bala milo, from the bala sudas mitzvah, whatever it is, the mela, everybody's in the stars together, even though they're not sitting on the same table, and they have a chiyuv zimun, despite the fact that they're not on the same table. Now, what's with the Gayat Yeshiva? So, Shem Zalman says that in Yeshiva, that everybody comes and eats at the same time, and they all sit down on tables at the same time. It's also a similar thing. That's when everybody's eating the same food, and everybody's eating at the same time. But mainly, it could be Gavei Yachad, even though you're on different tables. Now, the Chayra, this would apply. I think that there is a Psak, I think they pass that. Father Zerbanish says that in the mirror, people are not Mazaman when they eat together. Now, L'chur, this is not a general rule, because on Shabbos, Zichah, they are Mezamen. L'chur, the getter is that on Shabbos or something like that, Shabbos or, let's say, breakfast, if you come early enough by breakfast, and everybody, you come, there's plenty of room to sit. You don't have to sit in a specific seat. And you come and you sit together with the same people every single day. L'chur, that's experience, and you can be Mezamen also. You're coming, you're sitting down. And even if you're on two different tables, if there's not enough room, let's say on Shabbos, there's not enough room, everybody's coming to eat, they have a certain time, I remember by when I was a bracha, I don't know how it is now, they didn't make Kiddush past 10:15. If you wanted Kiddush, you have to be there by a certain time. And maybe everybody's coming to eat together, and you can be mitzvah from it on different tables. However, by something like lunch in Yeshiva Smir, l'chur, even if you're on the same table, there's no kviyas b'chol. The reason why you're sitting at the table has nothing to do with the other people that are on the table. I want to say that the lamaisi is sitting down in the same shulchan, so you're kviyas with other people. But it's kilu your dasas l'chur. Feeling your dasas when you're sitting down, then you're not being kaveh with them. You have no shaykh to them. And if you come 5 minutes late, or they come 5 minutes late, you're gone, or they're gone before you even sit down. No one's waiting for you. What's that? What about second shift? Second shift also. It's also the same thing. It's what? It's also, no. No, second shift you have the ability to sit down wherever you want. So if you would choose to sit down in the same place every single day, and you're eating with certain people, 100%, the chayyim should be able to do it. However, funk you sit down in the same place, but you never know who's going to be sitting down next to you. And even if it's the same person that sits down next to you, which is like the way in the first shift, the same person every single day. Or you even speak to the guy, or even ask him, you know, what's the weather tomorrow, things like that, but that's about as far as it goes. And if you had a choice, you probably would not come to this table. And if you come 3 minutes late, then not only is your food gone, but the guy next to you is gone also. L'chur, there's no kviyas, machlal, and your das is not to be kveh v'yacha. And maybe l'chur, in such a case, there would be no kviyas. I just one halacha that if somebody was going to get the last halacha of listening to Azan to the end of Azan to be Yetzir Chiv Zimun, the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah is that you're not Yetzir Chiv Zimun if you don't hear from the Azan. Somebody told me that the answer was Yashiv. What should a person do if his father is going to be at his table and he knows that his father's not going to say the first bracha? Should he give him the bench of Kibbut Avayim even though he's not going to be Yetzir Chiv Zimun? Because his father's not going to bench the first bracha. So we asked the Tanya that since to give him would be a mitzvah d'oraita of Kibbut Avayim and Zimun is only din d'rabbanan, it's better to give him the Yetzir d'oraita, not be Yetzir d'rabbanan. Each line will see the Chazanish that holds that it's like a d'oraita. Then you're even though we don't pass like that. Right? So we don't pass like that. Can you go with that? And when there's 10 people, for sure. When there's 10 people, you always have the chazanish to say that. Even if the way that we hold, they have to go to the end of the sazan. When you have 10 people and you said Shem Hashem at the beginning, you do not have to go to the end of the sazan. For sure. But even now, you want to sign that you have the right and the rabbanim. Ramila, go with the deraita. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in the Tifkot and Yutet that for kviyas, you need a chol apotas, either the tefillah tzuda to be together or the gemara tzuda to be together. For to be a kviyas, you have to have at least one of those two, the beginning or the end of the tzuda to be together. If you do not start together and do not finish together, then there is no chiyuv zimun. Could you be mezamen? Pashas, you have the ability to, you have the yechelah to, it's totally machlokes, we'll see it hopefully soon. However, to be mechuyev in zimun, you have to have at least the hatzalah or the gemara biyachad. Kumta, if you do not eat together and you want to leave early, it's not a problem. You do not start together, you do not finish together, it's not a problem. However, this is a bracha brings down from Chaim Pinchas, what's considered a cholas suda by a chasra? Says washing your hands together. The hainu. After the chopor, you have 200 people going to wash your hands. By the time you go to wash your hands, the people, everybody at the table has already finished the first kezayis of fast. Still, you would be mitzarif together because again, that you have to have the first, you have to need an hatchala biyachad. Hatchala is eating the first kezayis together. However, over here, it's pashan hashayas to have everybody sit down together at the same time. Everybody pashan has to wait in line to wash their hands. But everybody comes to sit down together. That's considered lachur very mitzarif, but that's considered still hatchala nasudo. Even if by the time that you get to sit down, everybody else has already polished off their entire roll, doesn't make a difference. Since this question technical difficulty, Ramela, you're mitzaref even though you did not mamish to start eating together. However, if you taka did not start eating together, you made a deal, you washed by the smorgasbord, and you're going to leave her, and you didn't start together, and you didn't finish together, you're good to go. Now what do you do if you're by a house? That you started together, you did start together, and then after an hour goes by, 2 hours goes by, 3 hours go by, and you're getting itchy, and you got to leave, you want to go. What could you do? Do you have to wait? Were you ready to try Machmas Ha'Avchala? Or is there a way to get out of it? So, there's a famous Shuvah from Moshe, Chenek Aleph Siman Nun Vav, that he wants to tie an Alpi to Ramah. Now, Ramah says, it's a little bit more first in the Dark of Moshe, that Benegeya to be Mezaman in a base Akum, says the Ramah, since we don't really have any good reason why we shouldn't be Mezaman in a base Akum. He tries to be Mastik the Minig, but we don't really have a good reason. But he says at the end of the day, since Lamaiso, the minig is that we're not mezamen, the melo when they sit down in Chathilo, they're sitting down in Chathilo without with the das that they're not being kaveya for zimun. So since that's the kavana when they're sitting down, the melo they're not kaveya for zimun. Says Rav Moshe, we see it say from here, Hagamben, he says he does not know makar for this from the Gemara, but he says, we see, he said over here, that if you sit down without being kaveya, with your das behemir, that you do not want to be kaveya with the other people that are sitting with you, that you're not kaveya, you're not mechayev in zimun. Best in the Chof Mishloima, in his Agoyev, in Shulchan Aruch, Osnus, in his Elder Zah, that you're not kaveya for zimun. The Chazon Ish, it's brought down in Rosh Rabbeinu, that Chazon Ish told Chaim Kanievsky that if he wants to leave early from the Suda, he wants to go back to his learning, so he says he could sit down with the without the das to be kaveya, but he's brought it. He says you should have das not to be kaveya with 10, but you shouldn't, Hagam, you have the Yechiris from Mafkiya, the Gimel also, like Ramayishan. If you sit down without that to be kaveya for Gimel. But he says you shouldn't do that. Kinira, the Iker Mitzvah is the Gimel. In Mele, you shouldn't be Mafkiya, the Iker Mitzvah of Zimun. You should have, I'm not exactly sure how you should spot your Kviyas. I'm being kaveya not with 10, but I'm being kaveya with 3. You have to choose the 3 people you're being kaveya with. Generally, if you sit down without being kaveya, then you're not being kaveya with anybody. Here you think, no, I'm being kaveya with 3. But I'm not being kaveh with everybody. But we see that... What? Even... With Bar Mitzvah, if you want to go back to your... And the question is, if everybody else has to leave for the Bar Mitzvah. There's the three of... To do the same shtick, but they don't have to go for the Dvar Mitzvah. Yeah. The Mela says Rav Moshe, as long as you're not Kaveh Lechatchila, then the Mela, you will not have a Chiv Zimun, and you'll be able to leave. He actually was talking about when he gets to Chasana. Chasana, you have another problem that Rav Moshe understands. Says that as soon as you're Maschel the Suda together with everybody else, not only you're Nisayim Zimun, you're also Nisayim Shevzach. So, to get out of Shevzach, that's also, you have to have a Kaveh. If you're not Kaveh Lechatchila, now you have a problem of getting out of benching, you also get out of Shevrubah. The Orcha Shulchan, on the other hand, he times that he's going by when he gets to Suda Zayla. He says that as long as you're Mezamun with three people, that's enough. If you can't wait till the end of the Suda, so the only reason, he says, the only reason that they, we see when they get to the Rish Galusa, there was Kepeid of the Balabayas, and the Mela, they were able to be Mafkir the Din of being Mezamun with 10 people, and they were able to be Mezamun with 3 people. He says that was the case that they all wanted to stay till the end of the Suda. So Maduik and Rashi, they were going to stay till the end of the Suda. So they were going to hear the 10 Batsim if they would have stayed. It would have been at Batsim, they were waiting till the end of the Suda. But in a case where somebody doesn't want to wait till the end of the Suda, he's not even talking about the Zahar Mitzvah. First question is, Anthony's his pants, he's got to go. He's already there for 2 hours, he wants to leave. Says the Rosh Hashan, you let us put up in the groups of three, since that's your Bimakai, take care of Mitzvah of Zimun, and go. He says, for sure, if it's for Dvar Mitzvah. For Dvar Mitzvah, you do Mitzvah that you don't have to go into groups of three, but he says, at the end of the day, you don't have right to Mitzvah this much, you have to go to that Mitzvah. So, Kum Tais Lachar, there's two Aitas, Lafidis. There's a Ramayisha that says, not, if you chapped already at the beginning of the Suda, that you don't want to sit till the end, you could sit down without the Das to be Kriveya. And the Orva Shalom says, even if you didn't sit down without Das to be Kriveya. However, in the middle of the Suda you want to go, you could be Mizam with another three people, since you're Mekayim Iker Mitzvah Zimun, and you're good to go. So leave literally. I asked Rav Berkowitz, how are Naig? He says that Lachar Lechatchila one should not be same upon Ramesha. Ramesha Bechlal, he himself, he's murdered that Ramah is a Chiddush, and there's no Mekar in the Gemara, and he himself says that it only works B'makom the Ter of Gogol. He says you should, if somebody has a Ter of Gogol to leave, then you should do it. Lechatchila one should not be same upon Ramesha. He said not, just not be Yipah. So, Rav Berkowitz said, you still have your salad, you still have your chicken and potatoes and your soup and everything else. Just don't have pas. The only thing with this is, Rav Moshe already is sort of murder this nekuda, and he says, the problem is that people don't just have chicken and rice, and they also have the berekas at the beginning, they also have pieces of cake. And they're getting the shalas of tviya suda. You have a few pieces of cake, and you have the fish, and your chicken, and your meat, and everything else. It's the star of the and you have to wash the bench off that. So you're going to shower off that. The Melo, if you want to, don't go to the house. Either, Lachar. Some people say that that you could do, somebody told me, Bishim, Melzer, I think, but to eat your first desire, not with anybody else. Eat your first desire, Lachar is not going to help you go to a different table, or a table that nobody's there, because all the tables are on the staff. You have to go outside, or sit maybe not on a table as well. And he's the first design to show the quality you're not being a star. It's not just enough to sit down without a kviz. L'chari could be. The same way that Ramah holds that you could be. L'chari, the pashas, you should be able to. So the chatchilo, what are aitas for a chasana? So, if you set the chatchilo, I guess, if you have the yechilet, don't eat pas. You don't have any shayla. If that's not a possibility, you're going to eat the pas. And you're planning on leaving early, then try to start eating your kziyas, not with everybody else. Either watch by the Shmorgens work, or run back after the chuppah before when everybody's dancing into the yichud room and wash and have your kziyas. Then they're not even washing together. Or if according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you could go as long as you have three people later on. That's enough. You're getting the shalas maybe by chasana, maybe it's not going to work. The Aruch HaShulchan is not talking about chasana. For someone who's talking about tzudas daily. By chasana, maybe you're in the chayv already with Shemabrach. And those that say that Shevach is only in the time at the end of the Tzuvah. Wash later also. If you come later, for sure. Wash later, finish early. Good to go. By your birth also. In the same Shabbat you get to. So if you're going to Bar Mitzvah, so you always have the Yechilis to be Mitzvah for three people. So leave in the middle, Mitzvah for three people, if you're going to Bar Mitzvah. If you're not going to Bar Mitzvah, then you have the Aruch HaShulchan in the same Echon, that you could be Mitzvah for three people. However, the whole apostles, you need three people. That's only if you have three people without, if you only have two people. You would have more than that. Jumping to Sif Gimel, when it gets Tekvias, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Mechaber brings down, when it gets the Reich and Agavi Behemoth, that if everybody's on their own animal, then it's not considered Tekvias together, and they are not Mishayev and Zima. Now the Mogad Aram Tainas, he says, that's when it gets riding on animals. However, first to the Mogad Aram, on a Svino, if they're on a boat together, they are Mishayev, even though they're also traveling. Safik has only been against Azala. If you're in some sort of carriage, there is the Safik. Now, Pshat in this Magan Avram, in this Din Bechlal, there's two Pshatim in this Din of why animals represent a boat. There's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says that the reason why animals not considered Kviyas is because Reichel Kamalach Dami. But maybe if you're on an animal, and the animal is moving, Reichel Kamalach Dami, it's as if you're walking, and since you're walking, there's no Kviyas Kapal. However, on a boat, they say Svina who the my is the mamtile. Svina who meinachnayach, my is the mamtile. That's in the like the more the boat is stationary and it's the water that's moving. But really, we don't have a problem with rocks my house coming. There are more that nowadays have heard that you have motors, maybe it doesn't fly. The meila by agala, there you have a shalom. Do we say Rechus Mahalazam or not? That's what we should, because the carriage is moving. But it's different than if you're on an animal, everybody's on their own animal. Here, everybody's together on the animal. Everybody's together in the same place. Maybe there wouldn't be concern out the Rechus Mahalazam, because there's a kriyas of everybody together in the same carriage. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav understands it. However, the Yavitz in Morik Tzio, he understands, and the Chardos of the Shulchan goes also, that the difference between animals and a boat is that animals, you're very tired. You can't concentrate, and there's no kriyas together. You're busy with your animal. You're busy to make sure the animal doesn't fall, you're busy to make sure the animal doesn't kick anybody. It's hopping up and down, so there's no kriyas kapal. As opposed to on a boat, there's somebody else is taking charge of the wheel, somebody's at the helm, you don't have to do anything, and it's very calm, and there could be a kriyas. So my man says, yeah, everything is totally akol lefi, raise your dasai or me your dasai. Depends on how much of a tier the person has, but again, how much of a kriyas he has. The Meir of Aruch HaShulchan says in a train, it's by mamish like a house, it's part of that human zombie. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Nowadays, in a car. A person's in a car. They're in a car, there's somebody else driving. Or even if there isn't, let's work that there is somebody else driving. Somebody else is driving. Bechal, you're mitzvah, there's kriyas, there's no tier of the bechal, somebody else is taking charge. There's no reason that you shouldn't be mitzvah. However, if you hold the tzar and his out reshus kamalach dami, can then sell the same stuff, just like an agala. And may the reshus kamalach dami, and you would not be able to be mizama. So, out the car itself, it's a suffix whether or not, even if it has the din of an agala, it has the din of an agala, it's a carriage, it's a suffix, and anytime they have a suffix by three, you can be mizama. So if you're in a car together, two other people that are eating, you can be mizama, be suffix, not a problem. The only shaila is if you're in a bus. If you're on a bus, you have 10 people. Then if you're in the time of that, it's a suffix. So Mimela, you can't be Maskei Shem Hashem. Anytime that you want to be Mizamim be suffix, you would not be able to be Maskei Shem Hashem. Lachor, in a bus, if it would be a suffix, Lachor, it is a suffix, Mimela, you should not be Maskei Shem Hashem. However, if you start, everybody starts eating together when the bus is parked, before they started moving, everybody ate together. You're ready to try about that. Then even if they start moving, it doesn't make a difference. It's not like it's not or chayim. You already had that chayim from the beginning. Which is generally the way that it works. Generally, you stop to wash your hands. you don't usually wash on the bus. There's no place. I mean, the push of the Nesiyas is that you wash beforehand and you take a bite of your sandwich. And generally, if you have a good sized bite, you have two pieces on the either side of your sandwich, you probably got a kazayas there. Mamilo, push of the Nesiyas, generally the way that it would work is that you would have a kazayas and you would be mitzarif in a bus. If everybody's eating together. Now, on a plane, so the Chora plane, if the reason is no chiyut, that it's pushed, it's comfortable, it's easy, it's like a house, a plane is no different for her, and you'd be able to mezana. And I saw the Orlatian, Rabbi Tzion Abashul, once in China, that even out the other town, he doesn't speak it out, but he says that it's just like a Tzvina. He says that the airplane is Menach Nechi, V'Avru Tzkadach Bilen. It's the Avru which is moving. I'm not exactly sure how he understood it. The Chora plane works with a motor. Works with, I don't know exactly understood, maybe because you're not, it's not like an animal which is mamish moving, it's just that thing that sort of glides through the air, so it doesn't have a din. So the Chora, according in an airplane, sinusite, whichever shot you understand, the Chora you'll be able to mezamen, then that means even if you have 10 people, you'll be able to mezamen. But the Chora is mina nimna, that you have 10 people on a plane that are eating together. Besides the fact that they don't even give out the meals together, by the time they you go, oh, who's the kosher meal over here? Yeah. So the first guy finishes the meal before the second guy gets it. And if you're in first class, you got it, the guy will get it at the beginning, then everybody's so far away from each other. They push it on the star. Especially if you don't have 10 people. What do you have, 10 from guys in the first class together? When did that happen? So, Yesh Lain, have you ever had a seer on a L'chur, theoretically, if you did have 10 people on a plane, L'chur, you'd be able to mezamen even B'Shem Hashem. L'chur, however, it's min ha-nimna that you're actually going to have 10 people together on a plane.
You
can
understand that
like
a car, too,
though? Yeah, if L'chur is in a car on a plane. But a car, generally, you don't have 10 people, so anyhow, even if you thought that you'd be in it, wouldn't be in in Sifkon Chorzayin, last halacha of I don't know if you can tell that, but I'm not sure. The last halacha of Chorzayin in Gimel, in Sifkon Chorzayin, Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says that the minig is nowadays, the Achronim bring down, Hagamot Ramos's minig is not to be mezamen in Mitzvah Hagoy, the minig is nowadays to be mezamen in Hagoy's house, maybe if you have Kota Chasson on the holidays, well, you have to know how the stocks work and everything like that, who owns it. But you go to Ramos, no, not here also, you go to a Chasson in one of these hotels, then you wouldn't be able to be mezamen even though it's owned by a Goy. And what's that? And the Balabayas, anyhow, Mishnah Berurah points out, is not that when you say the Arachaman, there's two different accusations of why you wouldn't be mezamen in about and going down. But also the Arachaman of saying you heard the Balabayas is there, the Kavana would be on the Balasuda and not on the Balabas. Anyhow, in the middle, it wouldn't be a problem if you say the Arachaman. Which is one of the reasons why they weren't mezamen in a Beis Akum. Lefidus, Agav, Lefidus Mishnah Berurah, I once spoke out from a Berkowitz, and somebody takes you out for a meal, and you're in a restaurant, so the Berichas Balabai say, Balatuda, the Svarda. According to this Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says the Purush over here, that you could rest in the Balabai, the Balatuda as the Balabai. So you could say the same question of the regular Yotzer Slavish Balabai, even if the Balabai is actually the restaurant owner, but since the guy that's paying for you Suda is the Balatuda, we consider him the Balabai, you could say Balabai as well. Okay, Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid, the halacha is, if you have three people that are eating together, and one person forgot and benched early, still you're allowed to be mezamen on this third guy, despite the fact that he's already benched. He is not using his chiyuv zimun, because zimun has to be before benching. However, he can be mezamen for the other two, that they should be able to yaitu their chiyuv zimun. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out later on, that this din is only binegeh to three people that were eating pasta together. But if you have two people eating together, and one person was in Staraf with the Olah Shoyerek, and by accident, the Olah Shoyerek benched. He said his brain of Hashem. It's too late, and you cannot be in Staraf. That's going to get the path that we can be in Staraf for a guy that benched, not going to get the Olah Shoyerek. Now, the zin of this guy that benched, he is not yet his own chiyuv. He can answer for the other two people, but he's not yet his own chiyuv. So, Shabbat is, does this guy have a chiyuv to stay for the other two guys? He benched. Whether it's Bishagi, whether it's Mazin, whatever it was. He benched for Maisa, and now, Kayyoy Mazay, he's not going to get his Chiyuv of Zimun. Does the other chief to state that the other two could be yeshiv their chief of zimun? So lechayr we tell the halacha. The halacha is the Rambam brought down a sifah that if you have shalosh chabur she'achlu b'chol chabur gimel b'nei adam, also b'chol echad yifarim b'chol chabur nizam b'yachad. There are mitzvahs in b'chol chabur nizam nizam nechaka. If you have three groups of three people, you can't have one of each of these two groups leave and meet up with each other three mazam. Even though they're going to get to the chiv zimun, but they have a chiv machmas, the other two people are not going to get to the chiv zimun, that they're leaving, that they're not allowed to leave and ditch the other two people, because they're not going to get to the chiv zimun. Do we say the same thing over here? This guy that benched, Ilamaisa, even though he's not going to get to the chiv zimun, he can't ditch the other two people. Because now he's going to be mafia their chiv zimun. Or do we say, no, the only time that he's not allowed to ditch them, it's when he's be'etzem has a chiyu zimun. However, if he bets he's not going to be marviach anything, like this case, that he already benched, he's not going to be using the chiyu zimun, maybe Chazal won't machayim him to say. However, the chur, the pashat is that he would have to say the chur, he would have to say, pashat off the chiyu with the other two guys, that's the chiyu of the chiyu zimun. So they the mistafir. The Siv Gimel, over here, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, the Mechaber is talking about people that don't know the entire benching. You have up to three or four people benching together, each person saying their own bracha. However, you cannot split a bracha in half. Now, let's see, Mr. Brew brings it down. If a person doesn't know benching b'chlal, the entire benching, he says, l'inim dino, if achol k'dei tzvio, if a guy has k'dei tzvio, t'chir b'rach z'mazr sh'layim min ater, that he's mechuyif to bench min ater, yesh l'hatmer k'shit zu, l'var ha'chetzon. He says that you should be machmer if a person does not know the entire benching, to bench whichever bracha he does know. He just knows the first bracha, just bench the first bracha. He just knows rachi, just bench rachi. Whichever bracha he does know, since he mechuyim in the raisa, and he can't be mechayim in siv, he should bench whichever bracha that he does know. Now, if he doesn't know any bracha, lachar he should bench an alam, he should make an alam mechim. I'm not even sure why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Lachar, that's even more than chachim. Bench alam mechim, then you can design all three of bracha, even though you're not saying the lashon of the bracha, and you're not saying brit v'tera, but according to Mishnah Berurah anyhow, if you say the first bracha, you're not saying brit v'tera. So why don't you say alamichin, create as many brachas as you could. You may need to create the entire person of the right. Maybe the guy doesn't know alamichin. But Rav Moshe Taimel, in Tshuva, Chilagalos to Menai Ayin Dalet, he says that if a person doesn't know even alamichin, even if he washed and he had fast, he should make it brain of fashion. The whole part is to make it brain of fashion. To be able to say, the whole part is the etvata, his chiv, even though he's not being yet the chiv can't say me the right, but for him, if he does it as a shbof, he should say brain of fashion. L'chur, l'chatila, if you don't know, l'chur, if you don't know benching, you can make alamichim. If you don't know alamichim, then if you know one bracha, make one bracha. If you don't know even one bracha, then you should say a brain of
push. One bracha with quality
or alamichim with quality? No, you wouldn't make a...
First,
I don't know, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, Mishnah Berurah says just one bracha. I don't know if it's because the question is that you didn't know the alamichim, or the Chor Alamichim, it's the Tzavik Kenzayim that you raise to your Chiv of the Reisim. The Mishnah Berurah himself wrote down from the in Kuf Samachet, from the Dogma of Ovo, that he holds that when a person be the Reisim, a person engages with Alamichim. In the Sharetzi and Ayinav, he brings down the Hol be the Reisim Mistavar the Yitzim from the Dogma of Ovo. The Mistavar the Yitzim is made in Gimel Bachar Berurah the Mosul. He himself brings it down. Yish Laayim. What's that? Which is gonna, the brain of Hashem is gonna pop it?
No, because the
brain of Hashem will try to do the same. So it's not so much that it doesn't. It's the Chavaz Yor, the time is that a brain of Hashem is a bracha kolius. The same way that we say a shakha was a bracha rishena, which is kolius. What's that? We don't rely on it for anything else, because the chatchila, when a person that has a chance to. Any time that this guy doesn't know benching, b'chlal, and he's going to meet up somebody in the next half an hour, he should wait. But if he's going to lose the entire brit of the Muslim, so he has the chiv to say something, l'chara. So Bailus, he says to say brit of Hashem. And the chara, according to the shittas, you even need to be the Evan, because it's a bracha kolis, it's so different than shakha. One last halacha of Kuf Sadihei, talking about shtei chaburis, we talked about a little bit before him, that are eating in one house, they're eating two different tables. So if they're all chelek at the balabai, they're mitzvah. They're not mitzvah unless they have a shamash. Now the Taz, the Bir Alacha brings down here from the Taz. He named me a Taz mashma that the Indian bnei chupal that star of Yaakov Abir from the Muslim. Any reshus the rabbi mastik. Well, mashma we know the who then ain't star of the tier of shamash. But if you ain't learning this, the Taz understands it's the same way that the Rosh said when they get to Shavuot brachos that the tziruf helps even if they don't see each other, and even if they're on two different tables, and even if there's machitza, and even if there's no shamish, so too when you get the brachas on mazon by a chasana, the same thing applies. It would come out with be this taz that the women that are on the other side of machitza, even though it's not very near the table, and even though there's not the same shamish, they have their own waiters, still they would be mitzvah for the chiv of brachas on mazon according to the taz, and they would be mitzvah and zimun, and they would have the same problems of leaving early, because they're mitzvah and zimun with the men. Rabbi the Bir Lacha brings them at the end of Baal Yerabu appreciates that in a rush by Nehemar Klali in the Tzir of Lebrach of the Mazen. He said, the Gamma Vnei Achot being an Atanayim Amu Peron. Lo Nehemar din a rush, ki im lindim Birch of Kasan. This din that the rush said, that they're Mitzarif, even if they did not eat together with Klal, since they're all coming together for the Chuppah, they don't have a Shamash, the same Shamash, since they're all coming together to eat from the Chuppah, so they're Mitzarif, even without a Shamash, that's Dachshu Menegeh Tashavba. However, when you get to the Birch of the Mazin, you need the regular snort. The Chorla feed this, it will come out, a woman that are other side of Mechitza, if you cannot see them, and there's no Shamash that's being Meshamash both of them, then they are not Messiah together with the men. And I saw that brought down B'Shem Ruchayim Pinchas also. He said that the very fact that they have Mechitza there and they're sitting under the table, they're showing that they're not being Messiah for them. We're not eating with the men. That's good, that's the whole purpose of Mechitza. You're not eating with the men. The male, they're not Messiah together. The male, the woman would not have the Shiloh. Maybe if you're three women themselves, it's be mezamim. But us be mez, we're not that one.
Why doesn't the column go right?
Because the chur over here, you have mechitza, you have something that's be macher them in between. Is that?
No.
They're not eating together. They shouldn't be eating together. Chur, you shouldn't be eating together. Well, here, go ahead. You're showing me, you know, you're not eating together. Mechitza that
What's that?
What did Gro do?
They
would have to bring together. Then you have a problem with no problem in mind. This is Hashem. We'd like to finish this week. I didn't have no Mama Kremitz. So